Sharp's Triumph by Bernard Cornwell. Chapter 1. It was not Sergeant Richard Sharp's fault. He was not in charge. He was junior to at least a dozen men, including a major, a captain, a subadar, and two jemadars. Yet he still felt responsible. He felt responsible, angry, hot, bitter, and scared. Blood crusted on his face, where a thousand flies crawled. There were even flies in his open mouth, but he dared not move. The humid air stank of blood and of the rotted egg smell made by powder smoke. The very last thing he remembered doing was thrusting his pack, haversack, and cartridge box into the glowing ashes of a fire, and now the ammunition from the cartridge box exploded. Each blast of powder fountained sparks and ashes into the hot air. A couple of men laughed at the sight. They stopped to watch it for a few seconds, poked at the nearby bodies with their muskets, then walked on. Sharp lay still. A fly crawled on his eyeball, and he forced himself to stay absolutely motionless. There was blood on his face, and more blood had puddled in his right ear, though it was drying now. He blinked, fearing that the small motion would attract one of the killers, but no one noticed. Chasse-al-Garonne. That's where he was. Chasse-al-Garonne, a miserable, thorn-walled fort on the frontier of Hyderabad. And because the Raja of Hyderabad was a British ally, the fort had been garrisoned by 100 sepoys of the East India Company, and 50 mercenary horsemen from Mysore. Only when Sharp arrived, half the sepoys and all of the horsemen had been out on patrol. Sharp...